I quote these movies endlessly.
He's looking at you, kid.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I could have been a contender.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Show me the money.
You talking to me?
I'll have what she's having.
I never thought I had to fight in my own house.
Long live the king.
Here's Johnny.
I am your father.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Why so serious?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
But have I seen all of them? Of course not. I've got a family, a dog, a job. But I get to catch up on some of these classic movies along with you. In today's installments of Movies You Missed, we're joined by Amina Halim. She's an attorney. She's in Annapolis, Maryland. She and I had both never seen American History X. Thanks very much for being with us, Amina.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to summarize the film we both saw briefly. It came out in 1998. Edward Norton stars as a neo-Nazi named Derek. He served 3 years in prison for voluntary manslaughter. He becomes a changed man in prison. And when he gets out, he tries to keep his younger brother from traveling down the same rat hole of a path. Amina, you watched this film too. What did you think?
My initial impression was that it was an imperfect movie and it was quite dramatized, but I think it still had a severe impact on me. It was important and a powerful counter narrative to an intense social ill.
Mm. Let me ask about Edward Norton's performance. He got an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor. I thought he was, my gosh, quite powerful and convincing as a deplorable human being when the movie begins. Let's listen to a clip of him giving a speech.
Our border policy is a joke. Every night, thousands of these parasites stream across the border like some pinata exploded. Don't laugh. There's nothing funny going on here. This is about your life and mine. It's about decent, hardworking Americans falling through the cracks and getting the shaft because their government cares more about the constitutional rights of a bunch of people who aren't even citizens of this country.
In 2017, does that rhetoric sound familiar?
I mean, it sounds identical to what I hear in, you know, news reports. And it felt extremely relevant for me to watch this movie in 2017. I mean, it came out, you know, around 20 years ago, and it doesn't seem like anything has changed.
Derek begins to renounce his neo-Nazi ways. He develops a friendship with a guy he folds laundry with who is African-American. And he's subjected to an act of terrible brutality at the hands of neo-Nazis in prison. Did you find his conversion, if you please, convincing?
Well, I thought that because he was so deep into his hatred and this rhetoric that he was entrenched in, for him to change at all, he had to have hit rock bottom. And not only did he hit rock bottom in prison, it was at the hands of other neo-Nazis, other people who he at first felt a camaraderie with. So had he been attacked and brutalized by, you know, an African-American group or a Hispanic group, any other race, I don't know if he would have reformed himself. Maybe it would have angered him further.
We want to play a clip for you. It's a flashback from when Derek is younger and has long hair. And it's a family dinner scene. Derek and his father are talking about a reading assignment he has.
Hey, read the book, Ace the Guy's Test. Just don't swallow everything he feeds you whole. You know, just because you see it on the evening news.
No, but like what?
All this stuff about making everything equal. It's not that simple. Look, now you got this book, Native Son. You know, what happened to the other books in the course? Huh? I mean, you got to trade in great books for black books? Does that make sense? Huh? You got to question these things, Dare. You got to look at the whole picture.
Now, we learned before that out of chronology in the film is Derek's father, who is a firefighter, is killed by drug dealers who happen to be African-American. Does it begin to set up a greater understanding of Derek's character?
I think it did. And actually, because that scene came a bit later, it did take me off guard and surprise me. But really, you know, any form of racism is racism. It doesn't matter if it's latent or not. I mean, the father wasn't violent. He didn't use horrible epithets, but he still, you know, equated you know, African-American books with something lesser. So everything that Derek was exposed to from a young age onward growing up, it just like cemented his hatred of other people. So yeah, it was throughout the whole movie, I was a salad bowl of emotions, but I think that I related to him on the level of his pain, his expectations, his hopes. And you know, there, his character had a long progression. His story arc was very interesting to watch, maybe not realistic in your daily life, but for a movie, I think that I felt for him at the end. Whereas in the beginning, he was just this hateful person who I didn't really care to relate to.
Amina Halim, Annapolis, Maryland, an attorney who watched American History X with us. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.